Blog Talk Radio.
The hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio. Okay, this wasn't right. I'm pretty sure that they'll comp you.
You wait till you do get the bill and then say, well, they didn't do a good job. I mean, shit. Come on now.
Hey. I'm just saying, I feel they pay. I ain't mad at it.
Don't come to my
restaurant.
Don't bring your ass in. These motherfuckers coming like 2 miles away. Get him the seat by the bathroom.
Okay, as long as I get good service, you get a tip. Give me shitty service, you ain't getting shit.
All right, well, check it out, man. We got the lines lighting up here. We got LaFonda. We got Wick.
What's
happening?
What's chilling?
How y'all doing tonight?
How y'all doing?
Going down. Networking and politicking as usual.
That's what's up.
Yep.
And we got Miss Janine.
Hey.
Now, man, before we jump into the topic, I just want to get y'all take on what we was just talking about. Should you be forced to tip at a restaurant?
Should you be forced to what?
To tip. Hey, what's the word, man?
The gratuity.
Gratuity. There you go. I mean, y'all think you should have a...
I don't think you should be forced, but you should, too, if they were good.
Okay,
that's all I'm saying.
Okay, but now let me ask you, Janine. Let me ask you. Now, if you went to a restaurant and you already know that they charge a gratuity fee,
you know this
going in. You actually know what
you... Then you ain't got no choice.
Right. If you already know it, you know what I'm saying? That'd be if you felt like, okay, well, I want to go to a restaurant, and that's going to be the first question I ask. Hey, is it a gratuity fee? If it's a gratuity fee, then that's my option whether I want to stay or leave. But if they tell me, yeah, and I stay, then when the gratuity fee come on the bill, ain't nothing for me to complain about because I already know it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
I disagree. I'm sorry. We just going to have to agree to disagree on this one.
Yeah.
I don't blame them people not one damn bit. And the tip was 17% of the bill.
They knew that going in, didn't they?
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. That's my point, brother. That's my point. You knew it going in.
Because you can't get off of it any other way.
You know you can't go to Red Lobster. If you go to Red Lobster, you got more than four people. You paying a gratuity bill.
Exactly.
Yes, I think that's bullshit.
Oh,
that's just
my
opinion.
Before the time, do you tip?
If I get good service, yes. If the service is shitty, I'm not gonna tip.
I got a comment on that one that you know this when you going in. Do you really see it though? Because. You can sometimes blind yourself and don't see it. You can always blind yourself or don't want to see it. So do you really know when you're going in?
True,
that's
a good point.
If you've never been to a restaurant that they if you used to just going to McDonald's and stuff
but
like that.
But you go by what you heard too. Oh, this is a good ass restaurant. So you expected that you're gonna get that same way there and it's gonna be good.
I agree with you, man.
I just thought I'd throw that out there.
Well, Fred, you knew the job was dangerous when you took it.
Yeah, I think you should tip, but don't get me wrong. I think you should tip because it's a job.
Right.
It's like you got a job. Everybody got a job, and that's what they working to do is get tips because that's where they get their money from. They only make what?
$5
or something like that. They don't make no money.
Right.
Here comes some motherfucker like Father Time want to give me a hard time.
You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck you, motherfucker. My goddamn stick was goddamn 2 seconds too goddamn hard. You know, he'll find something not to put me on.
All right. I got a couple more headlines. Then we're going to jump into the topic. Bobby Brown is in the news, y'all. Bobby say he didn't get Whitney on drugs.
Okay.
Y'all see his interview? On
today?
No.
Well, for most practical purposes, shit, even her brother said he didn't do it. She's been Whitney been on that shit.
Yeah, that's what Bobby Brown said. She was on drugs before he even met her.
Shit, she probably got him on that.
Nah, I doubt that.
She ain't get him on that.
He just said, make her do it.
I mean,
huh?
She did an interview basically saying that, you know what I'm saying, she just got tired of the drugs and he didn't. So, she admitted.
So, did that make him the bad guy?
All the other shit he did made him a bad guy.
But she did leave him.
Well, hold on, y'all. We got LaFonda on here. LaFonda, what's happening? LaFonda? So, I guess she's speaking to the right people.
Okay. Moving on, who else? Tyler Perry.
Hold on, man.
Mike got to burn down his shit.
Hold on, man. Hold on 1 second. We got Mother Nature here. Mother Nature?
Yes.
Hey, Mother Nature.
That's fucked up all the time, didn't let you in.
I'm looking at the headlines, man.
I'm just putting that out there.
All right, go ahead for a second.
Okay, buddy, you were saying, what were you saying about Bobby Brown?
I said that Whitney had an interview where she said basically they both were doing drugs together. But she got tired of it, and he continued to do it, and it was draining her. And that's when they started having problems. Because she was done being a crackhead or whatever, and he wasn't.
Okay.
Now, wait a minute now. Bobby was clean. Whitney was the one that was still doing drugs.
Well, maybe she mean during that time, during the time she did the interview.
At the point of the interview, she said she was done and he wasn't. And he probably wasn't done. And he continued until she broke and relapsed. And then he got tired. They took turns getting tired of drugs.
And you know what, brother? But I can believe that one. Now that one I can believe. Okay, hold on. We're gonna do this one more time. We're gonna try this one more time. LaFonda. LaFonda. LaFonda.
All right, wait.
You know what?
Here's
fuck
the last
that.
One.
Man, I'm through with it. I'm not joking.
All right, here's the last one. In California, they just passed a law saying that porn actors have to wear condoms, and they have police watching videos to make sure that they got condoms on.
I don't want to see that movie. I don't. I'm sorry. You know what? I know morally. I mean, morally, that's
you
probably
a doggy dog goddamn job, boy. My captain mad at me for doing that shit.
Hey, you gotta watch it. You gotta watch it. Put something on this dick.
He sent me to Alaska. Don't have him watch this all day. I can't do that.
They got a unit strictly to watch porn to make sure that the dudes is wearing rubbers. This is in California.
I mean, I just don't want to see
that. Well, if they
want
to keep their job, they know their rules and regulations here.
That's why I said my captain got to be mad at me to make me watch dicks all day.
Now, unless you're a lady cop, then you cool.
Oh, well, yeah.
And then there's some men cops that want to look at the dicks.
True.
Well, I mean, they looking at the women, too, man. They just watching the movie. You know, they just sitting down watching. They getting paid to watch porn.
I mean, it's just, I mean, okay, so, all right, y'all. I mean, now I'm going to ask the question. I mean, am I the only one that fucked up? Am I the only one feel like I don't want to watch a porn if they got rubbers on? Am I that fucked up?
I mean, I don't see the difference. If they fucking good, if the dick is hard, then
yeah, but
I
don't know, man. It's just like the okay, it's like they finna get ready to go hot and heavy, and he like, wait a minute, hold on. He gotta go put the rubber on. I mean, like, God damn, really? You gotta take intermission for this?
Well, I mean, nine times out of ten, the shit is already on.
Yeah, I don't say maybe they edit the part of him actually putting on. I mean, what if he can't get his own right the first time? You know, and then rolled up and bunched up on him, and he.
Oh my God! I don't think they waste actual valuable time to show you
okay.
off of that.
Okay, baby, I'm going too far into it. I'm thinking too much.
I would say so.
Okay. I mean, I would just. Damn.
Hey, porn is a. Gee, that shit is a. That's like a $1 billion industry. A lot of motherfuckers watching porn, man. They don't care if the mother got a rubber on or not. Well, they care in California.
I mean, no.
They care nowhere else.
I'm saying if you buy the. You buy the flick, right? You like, okay, I bought a new flick. Get in this motherfucker to get it in.
That's why I like them porno places where they let you get a video. You don't like it, you can bring that bastard back.
I know, they like, hold on, brother. You done bought 16 movies back in 1 week.
My thing is, I know exactly what kind of, which one I want to see. I know the name of the actor and all. I'm ready. So, I ain't tripping.
They like, hell no, buddy. You
they know I'm coming there for Mr. Marcus.
There's what it is.
What were you going to say?
Hmm?
No, I'm asking, what were you going to say? You say you brought a flick, you bring it home, and what?
I mean,
if you buy a flick, you bring it home, and it ain't what you thought it was going to be, it ain't what you expected it to be, it didn't turn you on or whatever, they let you come and, you know, get you another one. You get 3 days.
Oh, I know what you were saying. I was trying to figure out what he was saying. He was saying he brought a flick, he brought it home, and then he stopped.
Man, I mean, like, I was just talking about the other thing, man. Don't. They everybody said I overthought that one, so I'm going to leave it alone.
All right.
If I overthought it, I apologize. I just thought about some of my escapades when this motherfucker not going on. Like, God damn. You know what I'm saying? You sitting there like, okay. All right. Man, this bitch gotta get hot all over again.
You ain't had nobody to edit nothing for you, you know what I mean?
Yeah, maybe that was the problem. I ain't had nobody to edit. It probably would look good if, you know, once I finally got it on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm just wondering. I just figured out, y'all, I'm in the chat room, man, so whenever y'all get ready, y'all come on in and get up in there with your boy.
Mm-hmm.
True that. All right, what's we're going to turn this into fan night. What's on y'all mind? We're going to talk about what y'all want to talk about tonight. It's Fan Appreciation Day.
Well,
nobody got nothing to. Let it go, brother. Let it go.
Oh, wow. I do have either, I don't know if you want to call it a comment or a question, because it was brought to me as a comment, but I would like to know your response from it. I had a friend tell me how she was like, hadn't messed around with this certain person she had been fanning for, whatever. And she always talked about how they always had rough sex, and, you know what I'm saying, he loved her for her deep throat and how rough it was or whatever. but she, I guess, got feeling for him. So she don't know how. She that they done made plans to get down and dirty, but he talking about how he gonna stuff his thing down her throat and all that, and she don't want her throat to be sore the next day, I guess. So she don't know if she should just pass by the whole situation or, you know, tell him, you know what I'm saying, take it easy. I don't know.
Don't they got that stuff called Pro-Ease or something? Where it won't give you a gag reflex or some shit like that?
I have no idea. I never have that kind of problem, so.
Ooh, we listen to you.
I mean, I'm just saying.
I'm not mad at you.
It was a comment brought to me.
Well, okay. I mean,
I think she should tell him. She should tell him.
Well, is it that she don't want to have no sex with him anymore? Because now she has the feeling for him, and she want to have more like a, you know, sensual type of sex.
She told me something like that. She said they've been having sex for so long off and on that she feel like he shouldn't
that's
be.
That's all he see her as.
Yeah, she said she don't know if she should take him seeing her as just this big deep throat champion or whatever and just do her job, or because she said she has feelings for him, she wouldn't let him keep hitting it for over 10 years if she didn't.
Over 10 years.
Damn, right. God dang.
Oh,
girl, keep doing what
you
doing. Shit. I'm
trying to
some new shit.
You might as well keep on that shit.
Yeah, I got a real issue with you.
I mean, she getting older, too, now. You know, I guess her throat might not be as strong as it used to be. I don't know. I'm just saying.
I don't know about that one, but I'm thinking this was some new shit.
Okay, let me get this right. They've been fucking for 10 years off and on.
Yeah, off and on for 10 years.
She didn't call feelings.
Yes. And
she wants him to take it easy with her.
Yes. She want to see if it's that intense when they making love instead of, you know, rough.
Well, all she do is touch it.
I mean, she said they have rough sex and foreplay and all of that, and she's starting to have feelings for him now, and she don't know if she should tell him that she wants to see how things go the other way, or he's hurting her throat, or
you keep losing me with this other way. What's the other way?
I mean, okay, she's
she wants a relationship.
If you're not rough, if you're not sexually fucking rough and all of that, then what's the other way you can do it? Making love, slow stroke. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, shit. Maybe that's just not his MO. Maybe he's just a rough type of guy.
Does he got feelings? Do she think he got feelings for her?
She say he do.
People who have rough sex, they don't have rough sex all the time, like every time they have sex.
Right. And that's what I laughed. That's where I laughed. And I said, y'all don't, I mean, why do you have to ask him now? Because I'm pretty sure y'all don't have rough sex every time. And she said, yes, they do.
They must have 10
sex years of rough sex.
She said they have sex a couple of times a month.
Well, hold on now. I mean, for 10 years, he's been just jugging and down her throat. I mean,
off and on. I mean, for a minute, you know what I'm saying? They didn't talk for a minute.
I know
she moved to Phoenix for a minute and came back.
I don't know about that one. I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, about a dime, 10 years of fucking. I mean, that's a long time. And if you know this is how we get down, Now you done got too old, shit. I might as well put the old gray mare out of her misery. I'm just saying, if you talking about, you doing it a little too hard, and I've been pounding this for 10 years, now I'm doing it too hard?
Yeah.
Come on now, brother.
I mean, shit, she said he gives it to her, he throws down the throat and stuffs her assholes. I mean, she says he does it all.
Well, shit, I mean, if we've been doing this for 10 years, why change a good thing?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Okay, well, brother, let me ask you. I mean, if you've been getting pounded like that for 10 years and that's been...
If I've been getting pounded like that for 10 years, and that's your only purpose, is to pound me when I want to be pounded. But if I can't say that I would ever be in that situation because I wouldn't have let it go past 10 years.
Bada, stop that. Now, damn. See, this is what me and you always fall out at on this damn show. We just hypothetically speaking. I mean, you could just say it. You ain't gotta come out on top.
I did just tell you what
it wouldn't be me because I wouldn't. No, but let's just say you did go through it. Let's say you went through it and you've been pounding and pounding and pounding for the past 10 years. You gonna change it up?
No, because that would be my purpose for him to pound it.
Right. See, baby, I thought. See, now we.
I said that though.
Buddy, you did not say that? Okay.
Did I or did I not say that, Janae?
Janae ain't got nothing to do with me in your conversation.
She heard me. She on the phone. She heard me. She on the phone.
Do you hear me hollering Father Time? Did not say that. Conversation between me and you. Let's get this together. Let's get it right.
Okay. Okay, whatever.
And wait a minute, why is it every time? Now, let me ask y'all something. Why is it every time the problem occurs with me and anybody else? Y'all call Jadine on me. What is this? Why, Jadine? What is this?
Oh, my goodness.
Tell them, Jadine.
Have you ever noticed that, Jadine? It's
tell
like they always,
me.
They always call you.
No. Mm-hmm. Yes, I have noticed that.
How's she going to do something to me?
Mm-hmm. Tell him. You will.
Maybe I will.
Yes, she will.
Well, what did you tell the person? What did you tell the girl? What did you tell her? What was your advice to her?
Yeah,
I told her if she didn't want, this is what I told her. I said if she wasn't bold enough to tell him how she feel, then she better pack her ass with some ice tonight. That's what I told her.
Great answer. Great answer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Prepare for your journey, baby.
All right, now let's just go down the line. We'll start with Janine. Janine, what would you have told her? Hello?
Janine, you disappeared on us. The question, you didn't say nothing.
Oh, what was the question?
Well, I tell you.
I got somebody harassing me. What was the question?
The question was, what would you have told the young lady? What would have been your advice?
I would have told her she shouldn't have fucked around with him for 10 years any damn way. You gonna keep fucking around with the same person over 10 years. There ain't nothing going nowhere. That's a waste of your time. You know how much other dick you didn't miss out on?
Say it again.
Evidently, that's not the issue. She ain't miss out on no dick because she was getting it up her throat, in her ass. She ain't miss out on no dick.
What I'm saying is she could have had more than that. Don't no woman want to just be having no fucking partner forever. they eventually want something more than that. Whether it's going to be with that person or somebody else, it don't matter, but they're going to end up wanting more. And that's what it seemed like. That's why it's off and on with them, because she really wants more, but he's not giving her more.
That's what I think, too. She wants him.
After a while, the woman moves on. They don't have no choice. You know, the man don't leave us with no choice but to move on.
Okay, Janine, calm down. Damn.
I just talk assertive. Okay.
Damn.
Your advice would be to leave the motherfucker. Just leave him. All right, Mother Nature, what would your advice be to the young lady?
Well, it's too late to change up what's already been going on. If she was going to change that, she should have changed a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
That's what I'm saying, you say yes or no.
All right, Wick, what would your advice be to her? Let's say she, you know what I'm saying, she your homegirl, and she came to you with that same situation. What's your advice?
Give me the pussy.
What the fuck is wrong?
Wick? Hello?
You know what, man? Fuck these people today. I don't care, man. Fuck these people. I'm going on record. I'm saying it. Motherfuckers act like they said fuck us tonight, man. Let's fuck you. You know it's fuck you.
All right, well, what's your advice, dog? What would your advice be to your homegirl if she came to you in that situation?
Man, go on, girl. Keep doing that shit. You and did it all this time, shit. Quit acting like Paul. I'm saying that for the simple fact that, dog, I mean, 10 years, dang, you like that shit. You like that. You like the way he ramming it on you.
She
like
didn't say she
shit.
Didn't like it. She said she wanted
it. That's what I'm not getting at. That's not her point. I think she likes him more than what he, you know, than the way he likes her. That's what it says to me.
That's why I said she
just,
ain't let him go. They've been together messing around for over 2 years. She ain't let him go. Well, he done moved on a couple of times. She done moved on a couple of times. They keep getting back together. She likes something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. That's why I say it's too late, because it's too much time in the past that she let him be like that. Well, she done already let him think that it could be that way. If feelings were involved on her behalf and she wanted more, she had to let that be known a long time ago. Now he didn't got it in his head that, hey, it's all good this way. It's too late to change that up. She ain't going to get him to change that up. Not that.
It ain't too late. That's what she needs to go. That's why I said she just needs to go. If that's not what she's happy with.
It's too late to change that up in his mind, because he's going to think that's all he can do. That's how it's always been. It's 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
If she don't want it that way, she's going to have to move on to someone different.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right, not to cut y'all off, man, but, man, bring in a new caller, man. I'm down.
No, okay. My fault. I was way low. Way low. What's happening?
Shit, man. Same shit.
Hey, way low.
What's good?
Man, these motherfuckers talking crazy. That's what.
Why we gotta be talking crazy?
Man, I'm on some shit tonight, man. Fuck Wick.
It sound like it, too.
The motherfucking, I don't know what the fuck his problem is. How these motherfuckers, man. I ain't got frustrated now. Motherfuckers don't want to answer the question. Fuck you call in for the show for.
All right, man,
I'll
tell you what, man.
I wonder, I'm going to start, like, scratching, like, dates in the calendar when he start having these mood swings to see if he have a period.
I got your motherfucking period, motherfucker. I got your motherfucking period.
I mean, he just, his mood swings is just a bit much sometimes.
All right, y'all. Well, check us out. We're going to go into a song. So, check it out.
SinCityBashBruce.com, where you can get away with hollering at as many bitches as you want. Please.
Facebook. Damn.
right, y'all, welcome back. Welcome back.
I love that commercial.
Crazy.
Hey, that's what happens in Sin City, man. You know what they say, what happens in Sin City, stay in Sin City. Especially with I am.
Okay, so
with that I am, you can tell a motherfucker how you feel right there and there.
Right. Hey, but take this out, dog. I got a question, man. I just got hit with a question. All right. Everybody listening? Here we go.
Listen.
All right. This person asked, all right, he's supposed to be your one and only, and y'all missed 3 or 4 days of getting it in, and he don't come for over an hour. Is he cheating?
Is he what?
Is he cheating?
And he
That's
don't
come
over hour?
Yeah, he fucked you for like 3 or 4. I mean, you know, he ain't fucked you 3 or 4 days. You know what I'm saying? But then when he get there, he don't come for over an hour. He fucked you for a good hour. Is he cheating? Me personally, I think he got stamina.
I mean,
that's what
I'm saying. I don't think that got nothing to do with you. Still ain't gonna know if he's cheating or not, whether you came in 5 seconds or 2 hours. That don't mean he ain't cheating.
Shit, he might be jacking off.
I'm just saying, what does that have to do with whether he's cheating or not?
Well, maybe the question is still like, if he ain't had sex with you in 3 or 4 days, he should just bust right off. He should just bust, like, as soon as he get in the pussy.
Nah, he might be feeling that day, and he might be extra turned on.
Now,
yeah,
me personally,
that's gonna feel good.
You said what, Janae?
I said, yeah, I don't think that got nothing to do with that.
Man,
he could still go long if he won't, if, you know, if he got that in him. You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
But let's bring in Sunshine. I guess Sunshine got something to say. She pushed one.
I got in.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
What's your comment?
I mean, he could just have good dick control.
Exactly.
I agree.
Well, for whoever sent in that question, that's your answer.
I mean, but that's the interesting thing, because a lot of women base shit on that. Oh, this motherfucker, he ain't come for an hour. He been fucking, because he ain't fucked me in no 3 days. I mean, y'all act like the motherfucker been in prison. Motherfucker, all right, 3 days? Come on. He ain't been in prison for the last 3 years. Right, shit.
Okay, so that's saying, okay, all right, let's say this. Okay, you have sex with your girl, right? Let's say you every time y'all have sex, you bust in about 20 minutes, right? She know that. She used to that. Then one day you come in and you bust an hour. Ladies, do y'all think the man cheating?
One man, hold on, partner. I don't mean to interrupt you, but it's a part two to the question. I just got part two to the question. Part two is okay, but when y'all fucking every night, you make him come quick, then 3 days later, he's lasting longer. I mean, I still think it's the same scenario. I mean, he might got some motherfucking vodka in the system. He might got some liquor in the system. Maybe he go a little harder.
Yeah, he probably got right, a little still harder.
Maybe he got embarrassed about that and decided he was going to try to do something so he don't.
Maybe he jacked off right before they had sex. That's so he can go longer.
Maybe
he's trying to satisfy her.
You really keep pushing this jacking off thing, don't you? You really keep pushing this, don't you? I mean, what about jacking off?
I beat my dick like it owes me money.
You know.
Hey, hold on, man. We got another caller. Caller, what's out here? Who this?
That's Southern Love. I was sitting up here listening to y'all. Maybe he even took Viagra or something to make it
right
up to the group.
He just took one of them blue diamonds.
Technically, hold on. Viagra does not control when you come.
It keeps it up though.
Right.
So she would. I mean, basically, he could fake an orgasm just like she can.
All right, so hold up. All right, because I ain't never took one of them. So you mean to tell me, like, all right, now, is it true what they say about that, all right, if you take one, you bust a nut and you still keep fucking?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, your shit stay hard, bro. You're going to run out of energy before your dick go down.
Wow.
Yeah. You're going to be sleeping, your shit still be hard.
Yeah, well, just get on to the ride, then. Fuck it. Go, bro.
Hey, go ahead and ride your course.
Well, yeah. I'll wake up in a minute. Fuck it. Just keep going. Oh, but I'll be out of hey, baby, what's going on?
I mean, this might be embarrassing, but I mean, back in the day, I was in a situation where, oh my goodness, he's like, we're doing missionary, and he's like rocking back and forth. His penis is rock hard, but he's asleep. Like, what was he on? Was he on something? Because you still going to, I mean, his thing.
Hold on a second. I got to make sure I got this right. He actually making motions while he sleep?
Yes, he's like rocking back and forth, like he in and out, but he sleep. I'm like, okay.
That's a bad motherfucker.
Yeah, I got eyes closed and everything. I'm like, oh my goodness, and sweat dropped on my forehead. I open my eyes and this motherfucker's eyes closed, and I'm listening like, this motherfucker snoring. What?
Hell no. That motherfucker a bad man.
Really, he bad because of the fact we used to do it like from 7 o'clock in the night, 6 o'clock in the morning. So,
yeah.
Well,
shit,
that's why
that
was closed.
I mean, honestly, what I'm saying. Like, okay, when you get tired, then shouldn't your bodily functions and all of that shut down?
Hell
no.
Probably feel excited when he was just tired.
Yeah. I was like, oh my God.
He didn't want to stop. His body just shut down on
him. This is unreal.
Hey, y'all, take this out. I got another question from him. The question is, what would you do in a threesome if your partner did something to the other partner that they never done with you?
Damn!
Hey, bitch, come here. Got your motherfucking man. Come here.
Hey, I could get you a fast enough, dog. I knew you was coming forward. I could get you a fast enough.
Hey, what the fuck? That's a good question, man. That's a good question. I mean, how would you react? How would you react if
they deserve to die? I hope they burn in hell.
I would be outdone in a maze.
I mean, okay. And I wish the person, because I mean, like, okay, now as far as women go, I mean, not all, but I know a lot of women be like, all right, we had this threesome, you better not eat her pussy. You better not eat her pussy. That's the first thing that's always said. You better not eat her pussy.
No.
Well, see, that's limiting a threesome. What the hell are you going to have a threesome for? You going to have a
room? I agree. But, I'm just saying, that's the first rule.
It's some selfish women out there that don't want your mouth on that.
I think some girls will prefer you not to kiss the other girl on the lips because that's more intimate.
Yeah, right. That too.
I'm trying to not kiss a girl on her lips besides eating her pussy, because that's the same thing I'm going to be doing. So why should it matter?
Hold on, so you say, fuck it, don't kiss that bitch on the lips, but you can eat all the pussy you want.
Every drop, yeah.
I want a tag team. What you talking about?
Right. You hear me? Trying to take her down.
Hold on. That doesn't make any sense to me.
What? Shit, I got told that.
He can't touch her lips. He can't kiss on her lips.
It's intimacy.
Usually, when you close, when you tongue kissing a woman, your eyes are closed.
You got feelings involved. You are really digging this person. I don't know. It's just different.
That's crazy to me.
What if you
had?
I had an experience where I had a threesome with my dude, and he did something different to another chick that he never did to me. And honestly, I was shocked, but it turned me on.
Oh.
Okay, so now if we may ask, what was that?
And I was just about to ask.
He fucked her in the ass. It turned me on because I never seen it done, and I haven't had it done. So when I seen him do it to her, it, she was going crazy, and he was, really loving it. So it kind of got me mad a little bit because he never, really tried it with me.
Wait a minute. Have he tried it and you said no, or he just said he never tried it? I don't know too many men that ain't never tried it. You know what I'm saying?
You're right. I have tried it, but it hurt. But she took it, though. So
you
it
can't
was
get mad at them.
If you gonna have a threesome, you wanna do shit that you ain't gonna do normally.
So is it wrong? And I ain't trying to be racist with anything, y'all. But is it wrong that I really want to be with a white girl when I have a threesome with my dude?
I'm pretty sure he ain't gonna mind.
That's your preference.
I want to use whips
and chain and spider.
Nah, that ain't wrong at all. But trust me, I know some black motherfuckers you can use those with.
I don't want to do a black girl, though. It's just talking about doing a white girl that'll turn me up.
Hey, where are the white women at?
They scared. I can't call them. They scared.
Where you at? I know somebody.
You know somebody?
I know some in the G, too.
Yeah.
You know some in Gary?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, you need to hook up with me, then. I got a few little things. Hey, bro, maybe we can change numbers or something.
Yeah, get on Sioux City.
That's Southern girl, that's the thing. Well,
you
get on SiouxCity.Cruise.com.
You got a fee for that.
But.
Oh, it's free?
It's free, baby. It's free. Get on Sioux City.
I ain't think nothing was free these days.
You ain't have to pay to call this number, did you?
It is free. I'm talking on a different level. We can talk all day, have fun. Okay, I'm talking about the real thing.
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking about
you
real thing.
Can't even watch porno unless you get a credit card out.
I know. You can get the free porno.
I do know a couple of sites where you can get some free porno, though. I do know.
They're not good at all.
Which ones you getting on?
RedTube.
Go to youporn.com.
Oh, damn. Well, you took the words right out of my mouth.
Pornhub.
Can give you viruses. Go to youporn.com.
They give you viruses. I've never had a virus, but.
That's
yeah,
crazy.
Okay.
I thought I was the only one to watch porn like that. I love it.
I don't know
porn, though.
Okay, now let me ask you. Now, they told me I was reaching. Now, I said I wasn't gonna bring it up no more, but I'm gonna ask. Do you enjoy watching the porn if he's wearing a rubber?
I don't know. I guess it's safe. No, not really. I mean, it's safe, but no, not really, because you don't really see the whole outcome. The cum on the penis coming out the cum. I don't know. No, not really. I only seen a few pornos with a condom on.
Hey, I told you, a porno with a condom is just not right.
It takes the excitement out of it a little bit.
It's just like watching a basketball game with all white people.
I was like, damn, I just want to see one brother dunk.
Oh, man, I couldn't hear you. You was breaking up a little bit. Say that again.
I said, would you make your own porn and make a certain website that you can post it on?
Shit, that's why we made SinCity.Spruce.com.
I never got to access your website, so that's what y'all be doing on there?
Oh, shit.
You can do that on Nude Africa.
How you gonna get somebody else to plug?
I'm sorry. You have to put it on sandcity.spruce.com.
That's what
I mean. God damn.
I didn't say the other site.
Did y'all see how she just threw us under the bus?
Go to Nude Africa.
Yeah, dude.
God damn. First time.
Hey, just to let y'all know, I do video editing.
If I could do a porno and recreate like a whole nother body, like Nutty Professor or Big Mama or something like that, not in that type of shape, but just something that, you know what I'm saying, you wouldn't know it's me. Oh, yeah. I would have been done, had a porn site set up.
All right. That's what's up.
Girl, let the world know who you are.
If you're good at sucking the dick, you let the world know I am good at sucking the dick.
I'm just saying. I mean, shit, ain't no sense of hiding good talent. If you got good talent. Shit, don't hide it. You let the world know.
All right.
Oh, I am a talented motherfucker with a guy.
No, from other situations, you can't just, like, that's just like, you know, if Michelle Obama would have did porn, you know what I'm saying, how would that affect her future or her present?
Right.
So you can't just do
it. Okay, I understand what you're saying, Butter, and I love you to death, but, Butter, we know you're not going to be Michelle Obama.
I might not be a Michelle Obama, but I do have a future and a plan, so.
If that's your plan, go forward. You want to launch a porn site? Go for it. Butter, come on, man. Let the world know what them double G's look like.
I ain't tripping because I still feel the same way. You know what I'm saying? If I didn't have plans.
We talking about fucking stuff. We don't want to hear you go.
Whatever, dude.
Well,
have y'all ever
Have y'all ever, like, experimented and just watched different kind of porn? Or do y'all just usually watch the regular porn?
Have y'all ever seen? Shit with the all men. I'm not watching shit with all men. I'm letting that be known now. I'm not watching no shit with all men.
I'm talking about the animal porn. Have y'all ever watched those?
Now, I did watch that.
Oh, wow.
I actually bought the DVD.
Me too.
What they say, don't judge me.
Hey, fam, when I was talking about the DVD where they gave the horse oral sex?
You talking about the two men?
No, it was two women giving a horse oral sex.
I done seen two porns like that where two women, two nice, fine women, and a horse.
Wait, stop y'all. What did you say? What did the horse say?
He was moaning like for real, like I mean, cause they stuck him clean out.
Oh Lord,
two little petite little chicks.
Yes.
Only on Sin City do you hear some shit like that. The horse said, "Whoa."
Overseas in Bosnia and Budapest, they like Europeans. They real big on bestiality over there, and they got these things called casinos over there, where it's like a whorehouse at the top, casino, and a nightclub. Well, after midnight, they close the doors, and on the stage they do like the chick will come out and just stick lit candles in her shit, shoot ping pong balls out, and then like the main thing, they'll bring out a donkey and they'll let the donkey fuck them on the stage and shit.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that shit was nuts.
That sounds fun to watch.
I was a little disturbing, actually.
I seen where this chick had a German Shepherd. She did like different signals and stuff and had him do her in different positions.
I think it was a German Shepherd black.
Huh?
Was he black?
Yeah.
Or brown?
He was black and brown. He had like a little brown in different splotches. She stuck up her hand. He did the doggy style. He gave her pleasure. He hit her up and all. I mean, different situations. Like really, it was shocking.
Y'all tongues are so long and wet.
Yeah, I gotta ask the question. How the fuck we get on this shit? Did I miss something? I don't know. One of them brought that shit up.
I think Kev was on the question, or was you on the question, and we just went to a whole nother world. I don't know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Only in Sin City can you go through a motherfucking conversation like this. Maybe because whatchamacallit brought up Africa. I don't know. Maybe because Sunshine brought up nude Africa.
One of the ladies asked, have y'all watched any different kind of porn? Don't be blaming that on me.
I can't believe that you actually gave another motherfucker some damn... go to nude Africa.
Y'all talking about red something, some other damn site and you porn and... Damn, I was answering the question.
Ooh. Well,
this is
a rough night.
Yeah, man,
I think
Sin
City
needs
a hug.
Look, man, look. Nobody in Sin City need no hug right now. How do y'all keep saying that?
I do believe I said that earlier.
Look, yeah, hey, we don't need no hugs. Ain't nobody emotional. Ain't nobody emotional over here.
Somebody needs some dick and somebody needs some pussy.
All right, now that, only in Sin City, that's what we need.
She needs to give you a hug before she starts riding like a stallion.
There you go.
She needs to give you a hug first.
Give me a hug on your way off the door.
Right. See you later. I said good day.
Hey, why give a hug at all?
That's a fact. Ain't it?
Well, shit, you ain't got to hug me. Get your ass out.
Mm. I might tell you, get your ass out. I paid for the room.
Oh, damn.
Now what?
All day.
Hey, speaking of rooms, if y'all ever in the Chicago area, it's a place called Aurora. A-U-R-A. That motherfucker there is hooked the fuck up.
What's it called?
A-U-R-A, I can't pronounce it right, but you can go to go to verycoolrooms.com. Them motherfuckers is the shit. It's expensive as fuck, but it was worth it.
Where is it at?
Shit, it's in the suburbs.
Here he
go. Can't think of the name of that damn place.
Hey, Simon, here he go. This could be a president of a damn record label. He want that everybody know. Hey, you want to go to some place? Nice, go here. All right, mom.
Hey, I was just saying. That's why I didn't call the show yesterday. I was occupied yesterday.
Hey, we CEOs too, goddammit. We hold some shit too, goddammit. Every week is this guy. Every week is this guy with some new shit.
Hey, I'm trying to keep busy on the weekends, I mean.
No, but you say it's called Aurora?
Yeah,
Aurora.
Did they have fantasy rooms? I mean, what was so special?
Oh, I said, was one of the fantasy rooms up?
When I went in, we had got the upstairs and the downstairs. This one was like, I think she paid like $800 for this room. But we had it for 2 days. As soon as you walk in, it was two floors. The downstairs had a jacuzzi, all the lights, the mirrors and shit like that, couch and shit. And you go upstairs, and it's got like a swing hanging from the ceiling. It's got mirrors on the ceiling over the bed. It's got neon lights under the bed and on top of the bed. And it's just a good. And the shower was off the chain, too.
It's just a good goddamn time.
That sound like Fantasy Suites in Greenwood.
Yep.
Mhm. Oh, I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I had some shit to meet done yesterday. I ain't never think it ever happened.
Oh Lord.
He was sucking.
Well, tell us
Mr.
about
Ed
it. Tell us about it.
Amy.
I want to know what you did.
Amy.
No, that's what she did. I got my ass licked just today.
So did you like it?
See, that's why I'm confused at.
Let me ask you a question. Was it soft and smooth, or did it feel like you
like a few inches of hard dick?
Now, which one was it?
I just said I was pulling the goddamn sheets off the damn bed with my feet.
Wow.
What were you confused on, man? What were you confused on? Because
she don't know if he should like it.
Right.
Yeah, because we were sitting on the couch. We were sitting on the couch and she was sucking me off or whatever. And then she pulled my shit up. You know, she went down the stairs, she started sucking my balls or whatever. Then she was sucking behind my balls. Then she like scooted me down a little bit. I was like, hold on.
Yeah.
Dog
man,
too.
Took all the manhood out of his ass. Took all the manhood out of him. But
that's
you like
why
it.
He confused. He
right,
got
but you like it, right?
Yeah, she spread my legs a little bit like I would do her if I'm going down on her and shit.
Oh, wow.
Hey, did she look up and tell you no boo?
Oh, shit, I think I was holding my breath till my face turned blue, shit.
Oh, well, man.
Way more confused.
Ow, poor baby.
Hey, and after it's over, I'm pretty sure this is what she told him.
Y'all take a jacuzzi or a bath or shower first?
Oh, yeah, that's we took a shower first and shit. The damn showers, it's like six shower heads in this one shower. Then
damn.
I turn into a steam room. So whatever,
okay.
And then this little seat inside the shower where you can either lay down or sit down on it too.
Well, y'all didn't get started in there?
That's what I was saying.
She's
gonna have to disinfect that whole hotel room.
Shit, that's their job.
Yeah, she's gonna have to disinfect that whole room.
Hey, Waylo. So y'all giving up the key this morning. I know I'm pretty sure that all them motherfuckers was looking at you. Motherfuckers had to clean up that your room. I know they was looking at you.
They was mad as hell.
Hey, they was looking at you. Hey, wait, look, this was, I'm going to tell you what they was thinking.
You're the dog, motherfucker!
Yeah. At least I need a fucking, I know somebody, they went to, like, one of the rooms, they said they left rebels all over the place. At least I put my shit in a trash can.
I'm going to leave them some, I'm like them, well, I'm going to leave them some bitches all over the room. They going to be everything.
Hey, there's rappers everywhere, but I wasn't going to get no rubbers everywhere.
That's
just nasty.
Fuck it. That's their job.
And I left their ass $30 tip shit.
Right. Especially if you leave with a tip. That's their purpose shit.
Yeah. I'm not cleaning up a goddamn thing. So, let me ask you, why do women clean up the hotel room?
Because the woman don't want to be looked at as trifling.
Right. I'm not cleaning up a damn thing. That's what y'all get paid for.
And
then usually, you know what I'm saying, it's a struggling person going through something.
No, because I've been to the hotel, motherfuckers be like, well, let me just clean this part up. Clean it up. It's not. How you
going to do that? I'm a neat freak. I hate shit everywhere. And I've been always told to clean up after myself, so that's what I do.
Yeah, all right, Waylo. That sounds good. I ain't putting up a damn
thing. Especially if you're paying what you paid to go get in there.
Hell yeah.
Well,
what
she paid,
I'm not cleaning up
paid.
A goddamn thing. Well, what she paid, I'm still going to feel like I paid it. Think about it now, Waylo. Now, think about it. If you didn't go there, that 800 probably would have went in your pocket.
Hey, I ain't worried about that part.
I mean, I ain't saying you're broke, motherfucker. I'm just saying, man.
I ain't talking about getting that 800 in my pocket.
You ain't
coming soon.
You saying what?
Well, I tell you what, man. I agree with you. I ain't cleaning up shit neither, man. Fuck that. They hire people to clean up the rooms after people check out. That's what they
right.
do.
And you leave it a tip.
Yeah,
why the fuck I'm gonna do your job for you?
Hey, I just don't want.
I ain't getting
when
ready.
I go back and I check in. You remember on what was that damn that movie
Soul
with? Yeah,
so,
when they checked in and the goddamn buzzer went off and all the alarms and shit.
Hell yeah, that's what I want. I want a motherfucker to. Yeah, that's me. That was me. Fucking kick me out. because I ain't cleaning up the damn thing.
Fuck it. Might as well make the bed while you're there, man. Save them a trip.
Hell nah. You've been in the military, ain't you, Waylo?
Yeah.
Wash the towels out, hang them up.
Right.
Ain't
he
it?
Did everything. Lost the pillows for him.
That's,
hell,
probably,
he
that's probably why I'm a knee freak.
He done went downstairs.
Why you on your way out?
Nah, hey, he done went downstairs and bought some peppermints and put them back on the pillow.
Them damn pillows was all over the damn place. One was in the damn shower. I know they're going to be mad about that.
Man,
they
thought I'm
going
to fuck
that away. But if I was a manager, dog, I'd tell you to take the trash out on your way out. So you know what
I'm saying? So
you kick trash out for me, bro.
So you kiss my ass.
Shit, you clean everything else up? You
clean
that ass
up.
What
you clean that thing up for?
Why? Because I'm walking
right past
the trash can. Why? Because I'm right past the trash can. Take that shit out with
you. If you clean up the hotel, would you pick up another nigga nut conf rubber? Hell no.
Right, that's what they clean gloves for. They equipped them with what they need to clean them rooms.
Right, and they know what they was getting into when they stand on the dotted line and accepted the job.
You know the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred. All
right, so next time I go back, I won't pick up my rubbers. How about that? Shit.
Congratulations.
Don't give me a hard time picking up some damn rubbers.
Y'all better pick up them rubbers. Right. You beat and got some girl, nasty, ratchet ass. That's their baby.
Exactly.
You know what,
they might be stealing y'all cub out the rubber.
Damn.
Damn.
Hell, I'm putting them holes in the toilet and flush them.
Damn.
You see him? He's a baller.
That's priceless.
You know how much these rolls is? That's going to be my next baby daddy.
Oh, wow.
Who's your boy Rick? If there's women out there doing that shit is priceless.
Hey, Waylo.
Bust a new motherfucker.
Hey, you know Waylo is promoted. Waylo promote everywhere he go. Who's your boy Rick? Yeah, you know what, Waylo? I think you're right, dog. I'm sorry for giving you a hard time.
my phone number on
you have a can of kids up in Illinois.
I have six kids, man.
Hey, dog, I can see him now, man. I can see him now on the stage promoting the show. The little motherfucker come up talking about daddy.
Right.
Four or 6 years ago.
Hey, look at that. Hey, Waylo would not do a show in Illinois for nothing in the world out there.
Hell
no.
Look, the little boy come up to him with the hotel room receipt talking about, my mama told me to give you this.
Ah, that's fucked up. Yeah, Waylo, looking at it, hey, well, that's why I love talking to Sin City, boy, because these motherfuckers, hey, the women on here keep us straight. They give us some, they let us know what the fuck these women be out here doing.
I know, it's some trifling ass.
I never even thought about it like that.
Hell,
but damn.
No. Me neither.
Yeah,
I
would have never shit good. Man, thank you. Man, let me knock on wood. This motherfucker ain't knocked on my toe yet. I know I done put in the motherfuckers right now.
I can't believe motherfuckers. It's hard for me to believe that motherfuckers actually do that shit, man.
Yeah, man. I mean, no, seriously. Now that they say it,
hold on. He said he don't believe nobody could do that shit. Why the fuck did Monica Lewinsky say that motherfucking dress with her trifling ratchet ass?
Amen.
Why she didn't
watch
that shit?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly my point.
Yeah, yeah. Once again, ladies of Sin City got a point.
They call it semen. It's going in the toilet with the water, goddammit. Fuck that. Flushing you bastards. Every last 1 million of you little motherfuckers is going in the toilet.
God damn, dog. That's real. I ain't even thought about that, dog.
That'd be weary of them jump offs I'd be fucking with, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, women, y'all.
Hold on, now we know them. We know them, but I'm saying, no, no, seriously, not the real shit, that hotel shit. No, I ain't gonna even lie to you. I ain't never thought about that. We have a half-ass Spanish baby talking about, hey.
My mama's name is Maria Conchita Maria Gonzalez.
Right,
let me give you this receipt because you my daddy.
Right.
What? Oh, God damn.
I was born in the United States.
Right.
That's how they get to stay in the country.
Right.
I'm going to have to come live with you.
Yeah. God, but tell me when this happened. This bitch lying.
Well, I didn't
even
get a motherfucker.
You have an instant gardener.
Oh, that was
I didn't know you could get a motherfucker pregnant like that.
What?
Yes. If I was working at a hotel, I mean, imagine, man, I'm working at the hotel, Halle Berry checking in. I know she's sleep naked. I'm jacking off all over the bed, man, hoping something crawl up in there.
Oh,
no,
wow.
Man, no, no, no. I think it worked that way. I think you need a turkey baster or some shit. I don't think it's going to work just like you.
Hey, she can't do this in the air, man. Once it's over with.
Them some strong swimming soldiers. If they
they gonna slip off the bed. God damn.
Say, don't sleep in that bed. You're going to get pregnant.
Shit. You do better than
I got a baby. My baby mama. Shit, I'm rich.
Man, you just do better than one.
You ain't wonder why she can't keep no man. That bitch is crazy.
That's why she got millions, though. I want some child support. And some spousal maintenance.
Shit,
yeah,
what
the hell? That shit.
You only get
my
it down for maintenance
baby.
If that's something that you used to getting. If you used to a certain lifestyle, that's the only reason you get spousal maintenance.
Well, shit,
yeah,
I'm going to try to get it any goddamn way. I'm still going to try to get it. I can put it in there. I want spousal maintenance. They may not give it to me, but I can put it in there.
He's going
to laugh at your ass and be like, nigga, I swallowed that baby.
Okay.
Hold on, man. Say that again. What's the question, sir?
What?
I said, what'd you say?
I said, she's going to be like, I swallowed that baby.
Damn. Okay. All right. I just want to hear a motherfucker say some shit like that again.
He
wait a minute. What my Southern girl at? What you get all quiet for?
Okay, can I ask a question? Have y'all ever saw some cum dripping off the dick and you just had to drink it?
You know when the cum just hanging off.
I'm going to let y'all answer that one.
Yeah. I've had some cum dripping off my dick. I've had some cum dripping off my dick with the shit drinking.
Have any of the females ever had the urge to drink it?
Be true.
All the time.
Right.
Some females say that that's nasty, swallowing cum or licking cum. And I just feel like if a man going to do it to you, why you can't do it to him?
Thank you.
Right.
I mean, I don't see nothing wrong with it. It's going straight down. I think it turns on your man more to see you do it.
Yeah,
play
right.
With it a little bit. Put it on the tip of your tongue. Let it drip.
Okay.
I have a motherfucker on one knee. I'm trying to see what that would be like. Spare me. Don't leave me. I love you.
Fly a motherfucker to California.
You know what?
Joke, bro.
You know what? Really trips me out is when the first time I ever seen a squirter. I used to see it all the time on pornos, but I actually seen a real live squirter and thought the girl was pissing, but she was squirting. It was cum.
You ain't never
squirted? I had to get up. I squirted before, but it's like a little bitty squirt. It ain't like a lot. Like she had puddles.
Is this Southern Loving?
Yeah, she had puddles.
You'll be squirting. You'll be squirting next week.
Ooh.
Damn.
I mean, damn. Can I come? I want to watch it.
There you go. There you go. It's cool, man. It's always trying to get
in. And the nut boy can
win. Damn, Waylo, it's our show. You can't always get in.
There's nothing I said for you, shit. Well, hey, me from
hey,
the podcast, we want to watch.
Let me plug y'all before I get cursed out again. This is your chance to put that on sandcity.food.com.
There you go.
Bring my camcorder and my tripod.
Hey, dog.
Have you ever, when kind of just put himself in there?
Yeah.
Ask yourself a question, man. Do we like go to his show or something? We want to get on stage.
Right. I don't be on the stage.
You don't come to your show talking about we want to get on stage.
Hey, but I'll put you on stage. Hey, let us grab a mic. Hardy, be ready to kick our ass. Hey, who the fuck is these motherfuckers? Did you say Waylo know how to get it in? What? Hey, he didn't get to be the president of that motherfucker Who's Your Boy Entertainment for nothing. That motherfucker know what he doing. That motherfucker know how to network and politics, boy. Okay, hold on, dog. Hold on now. Before we get off, I got another question to roll. It's to my fellas. If a bitch pussy smell like, and I'm not calling y'all bitches, that this is what rolled to me. If a bitch pussy smell like sex and it ain't yours, but you horny, would you still eat it? Hell no.
Oh, you said no to the fellas.
Yeah, you better mom. You better hope you don't get punched in your shit. Oh, bitch, this don't smell like you won't be using this no more.
Wow.
Now, that's kind of trapping for a woman to do that, man. Usually women, they quick to get in the shower.
That ain't at least
go from one motherfucker
shower.
To another motherfucker.
I better taste some ivory soap, because if I taste anything else different, you in trouble. I don't give a fuck if it's caressed. Damn if it's body wash. I better not taste him.
I know that's right.
But
yeah,
it can smell like him, but
it like
better not taste like him.
That
motherfucker
smell like
no.
Rubber. Fuck that.
It smell like a rubber. Bitch, I'm for the kids.
Might as well go over there and suck his dick.
Well, yeah. I might as well cut out the middle man. I might cut you out and just go and suck his dick.
Shit.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a no-go, bro. Don't do it.
Nah. And for whoever wrote, and I ain't going to say your name, but whoever wrote that in, if you do it, and if it was me, I'd kill you.
You need to be whooping her ass.
Wow.
I would be slapping the fuck out of you.
Wow.
That would be some trapping ass shit.
Yeah.
That would be. And then she know?
They. She know what she did.
Of course she know.
Well, now you do remember what Miss Toy did. Now she said it on the show, and I told her I'd have killed her.
I forgot what she said she did.
She had sex with the guy, and she called the other guy over, and she told the other guy to eat her out, and then she's like, yeah, that's why you just sucked his nut out of me.
Another cum.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's
Man.
Up my mouth a little bit.
She's looking
at me. Somebody's
mom
will be buying a black dress.
But you know
she
what?
She was ready for that.
don't a man's male cum, like when cum gets inside of a female and stay in there, it tends to have a little smell. So
right.
In between the, between our legs, he should have smelled something was wrong and told her to go take a shower or something.
I don't know.
I mean,
maybe he liked it.
I'm sure of that.
Maybe he liked it.
Well,
he said he was horny, right? He said he was horny, so maybe he wasn't paying attention.
He better read off so that fucked up.
I get horny, but I'm not paying attention to smell, look, and everything
hell
else.
Yeah. Taste.
Man, I was just about to say, see, I get a man. Oh, no, this ain't tasting right, bitch. What the fuck? Oh, hell no. What the fuck is this?
That ain't, wait a minute. It ain't tasting. It ain't smelling right. What is that smell? It's just, No.
I am. I'm going to tell you now, for all you ladies that want to do that shit, I'm going to tell you now.
Snap that pussy back. Two capfuls of this vinegar. Snap.
Get your shit back right. Two capfuls of vinegar.
Man.
Get your shit right.
Amen.
Don't come with that tainted, hearted
shit. I catch a case, man. I fuck around catch a case on some shit like that, man. That shit will piss me the fuck off, boy. I will be hot.
I mean,
motherfucking mud.
Well, now, okay, well, now, let me ask the ladies. I mean, because how would y'all feel if, you know, you just didn't suck the dick and he just pulled out an old girl, but he ain't wipe off or nothing? He just came over your house and just put his dick in your mouth.
Yeah, if you do three, you do that anyway.
I understand the threesome thing, but I'm saying randomly. If he just like
talking
okay,
about one on one.
Yeah, I ain't gonna wash up or nothing. I'm just gonna just go over here and you just cool. Go ahead, baby. I've been playing basketball.
No, because it'd have been all dragged up and shit back then. Of course we'll see that.
See, so we got no win, fellas. We can't even pull that shit off even a week time. We got no win. These motherfuckers is too advanced, dog. We fucked up in the game. Motherfuckers too advanced for us, man.
Shit.
Tell me, because I'm about to nigga in the nuts.
Oh, hell, mom. No, sucking on them and let them teeth go down and meet together.
Hey, nigga. Hey, you gonna get the mother all his.
I'm trying to jump
your ass.
You just made my nuts jump thinking about it. Shit.
Yeah, you punch
your motherfucker in the nuts, man. You just you
nigga,
can't
I
do that shit.
Nigga,
I swear to God,
she bite my nuts. I swear, was I lock my legs right up, motherfucking. No, Butter says she gonna bite him.
And you know what?
Till my teeth come together. Having
your nuts suck too hard.
Mm-hmm.
That hurts. That
hurts. You might
as
well be punched in the ball for getting your nuts sucked that damn hard.
Yeah, I'd be like, man, don't you do that. Hey. Let that motherfucker go. Let go, son, bitch.
Yeah,
let it go.
You know what it is, man? You know, women don't realize that that's the most sensitive place on a man's body. That shit hurts, man.
Well, you better think about that shit before you try that shit.
Ain't it the truth?
About.
Ain't it the truth? Say that again.
Hey, we don't want
y'all doing that shit
that,
y'all doing that shit Eddie Murphy was talking about playing crap with your dick.
Sir, we done passed that conversation already. He's still on it. Hey, she gonna be looking up at her dude. I wish your motherfucking ass would I kill you, son. He's like, damn, baby, I just bought you roses. What the fuck you? Don't call that goddamn
shit. Even like flowers, so don't tell me you bought no roses because I don't even like flowers.
Hey, he gonna tell you, don't you call that motherfucker show no more. He tell you call that show, you got attitude when you get off. You not call that fucking show no more. And I mean it, goddammit. Like, hey, tell you call that show, you got attitude. You wanna look at me all cross-eyed. What the fuck Cass and Father Time saying? I don't know them motherfuckers.
I'm going to need to talk to them. I need to have a conversation.
Well, hey, dog, we're going to be coming out the store. He gonna be, hey, which one of y'all's cast pop time? I don't think you know me, homie. Oh, shit. I don't like the shit you be saying on your show, homeboy. Are we supposed to fight over sunshine? I think you need to watch who you call the sunshine partner. That ain't no real name.
He know about sunshine. He know about sunshine.
Hell no.
That's my alter ego. He know about sunshine.
Hey. I think you better watch who the fuck you keep fucking with.
Oh,
that's pretty good, man. That's pretty good. Oh, man.
And you know what? It's funny you said some shit like that because he just stalked me before a couple of months ago.
That fucked
up. So it's funny you said some shit like that.
Oh, man. All right, y'all. You know, we done ran over time, man. We done ran over time. But let me try to get these in before they cut us off. Southern girl, you got any last words for us?
I enjoyed the show.
All right. That's what's up. That's
get
what's
on the
up.
Site, man. Get on the site. SinCityGospels.com.
Southern. Got any last words for us?
As usual, you know I love the show. Ladies, post your new pictures and your videos on SinCity.Spruce.com.
Okay, she's doing her job.
All right, that's what the fucking nude Africa my ass said. Waylo. Waylo, what it is, dog?
You know, who's your boy entertainment? Waylo219 YouTube. Hey, the layout is done. Anybody that want to get in this magazine, this calendar, my webs, my email, and my phone number is on my page on SinCity.Spruce.com. Who's your boy, ENT, Waylo President. Out. All
right, dog. You know,
y'all
we need that simple.
Site.
Yeah, shit, we get to get on his site. He gonna have us on his site. You know what, so I said no fun. No fuck, I'm gonna explain. I'm gonna sit here explaining too.
I love y'all.
Thank you. What's happening, baby? Mother Nature.
Yes.
Oh, see, she. I thought she for the star, dog. Any last words for us, dog? I mean, you got any last words for us?
I enjoyed the show. It was a good show. I enjoyed myself. I will, oh, my goodness. Yeah, I had me laughing too hard tonight. Oh, my goodness. But I enjoyed the show, and we'll talk back with y'all next week.
That's what's up. Janine, any last words, baby?
Yes, I had a great time. Lots of laughs. And I know I'll be here next week.
That's what's up. But,
I enjoyed myself as well, and I will be back next week.
Okay. Yo, partner, what's happening?
Hey, man, I got a quick question, though, man. What's up with the squirting thing, Janine?
What do you mean?
You're going to be squirting next week. What's going on next week? What's happening next week?
That's a private conversation. She know what I'm talking about.
Ain't shit private on Sin City. What the hell is going on? Shit. I want to know too. Shit.
My feelings is hurt. How come I don't know about the conversation?
I didn't get the memo.
I'm saying.
Ain't nobody email me or text me or nothing. Spruce, y'all know what it is. Put some new
all right, well, now check this out, y'all. Check this out. I mean, if y'all don't want the party to end, we got the chat room, we got the IM, sandcity.spruce.com. I mean, if y'all want to party in, y'all want to keep it going, hey, let's get it in. sandcity.spruce.com. Let's go.
Peace out.